And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
For the town of Prescott Valley. So if you were looking for Vice Mayor Laura Lee, you're not going to see her radio face today. Welcome Brian Witte with us. He is our Director of Parks and Recreation.
Hey, how's it going, Miss Jody?
Awesome. And you know what, Brian? I'm excited because we're going to be talking about
the 40th anniversary.
There you go.
There
not a problem.
There we go. Okay.
Well,
not only will we be talking about the 40th, but we'll do that in the context of the fact that we're also going to be running for the gold during the 40th, too.
I love that. Running for the gold. It sounds so Olympic.
Give me a chance. Put me in, coach.
All righty. Well, you know, we're going to be, I know, taking a break in just a little bit here, but I wanted to make sure that people knew that we were sitting in for Vice Mayor Laura Lee today. Certainly, this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A for Prescott Valley, and we have some wonderful things we wanted to share. We've got a lot of new people that are moving to the area, and I want to bring them up to speed. And so we've got also some people that have participated in several of the events this year for the 40th anniversary, Brian. And so certainly, we'll be visiting about that, and I know that they're going to have some memories come back with them on that. I think it's going to be awesome.
I agree wholeheartedly. So let's get cut to the chase and go have some fun with all of these little goodies that we have before us. Not only will we reflect a little bit on our past, but what's coming up in our very, very near future.
You bet. You know, one thing that people probably noticed out on our sign poles in the town of Prescott Valley and several of the, as we used to call it, the main drags,
yes.
You know, and I remember those as a teenager going up and down, cruising up and down the main drags, a lot of fun. We have on our poles the emblem, it's the logo for the 40th anniversary. And there was a actual committee that had been working for, oh my gosh, has it been almost a year already, Brian?
I hate to admit it, it has. It is flown by.
Yes. And you know, we have fabulous people that come in. We have a lot of volunteers for the town, and I love that. And you know, with different service groups and with the chamber as well. And we had, you know, so much commitment on this particular, on these events for the 40th anniversary. But this logo is fascinating. I love it. It's so colorful. And, you know, I know we're in the radio station, but when you drive through the town on the main drags, you're going to see these logos up on the light poles, and they will be up there for continuation. I'm thinking probably for a couple more months yet.
It is. It's going to run through the month of January. Might even trickle a little bit past that with some of our events in celebration of the 40th. So we're very excited about that. Matter of fact, I'll leave the little hint for folks as they drive through that we're rather proud as peacocks. When you look at that from a retro standpoint,
yes, this is
if
true.
If you can keep that into play for some of our listeners, it might be a little bit over their head, but maybe they could gain that reference of going back into the 70s, the early 80s in doing that, because it is quite vibrant and beautiful.
It is beautiful. And you know what? We're going to take a little break and we're going to come back and build on that so people can find out what we're talking about from the 70s.
All right.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hi, this is Jody Rooney, Councilwoman for the Town of Prescott Valley. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and it's KQNA.com. And I have with me today my guest, Director of Parks and Recreation, Brian Witte.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Yeah, it's a great day here at work because we're here at the Talk of the Town. We're talking about wonderful things in the town of Prescott Valley. And, you know, as I mentioned before we went on the break after the intro, Brian, we have a lot of new people that are moving to the area. And so certainly I want to help bring them up to speed on what's going on. And what I noticed with all of the 40th anniversary events, not everybody's aware of what that's about. So what I can say is we did a lot of throwback to the 1970s. And do you remember some of the bands from the 1970s, Brian?
Well, I'll reflect a little bit back on to what we did, but we had Deep Purple back in the day. Ozzy was kicking it out. Aerosmith was happening. You know, all kinds of cool, awesome stuff. But we can definitely talk about some of those bands that we had at our big event.
Yes,
well,
I do want to talk about those bands. You know, the thing is, back in 1978, the town of Prescott Valley was incorporated. And what happened was we had county officials that were working with us to appoint citizens for our first mayor and council is how it worked. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, when I think about the 1970s, where I was at. And I'm sure if, you know, our listeners today were thinking about, well, where was I in 1978 and what kind of music? And I remember the clothing and what that was like. And, you know, back in the day, as I visit with our citizens, I mean, my husband and I have only been here 12 years. And so I haven't really seen the dirt roads, as they used to tell me.
Right.
But apparently there were dirt roads back in the day.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Oh my gosh. You know, yep. There's been a few changes take place. And so, you know, one thing that we believe that was important was to be able to celebrate these changes and this incorporation and where Prescott Valley has moved to in the future. And so this year, we put on a whole year's worth of 40th anniversary activities. And we've been partying every month.
And that being the whole point of this, it's just not a single moment of time. It's a collection of all times. And so we wanted to do that on a monthly basis. And we did it on a small scale, a medium scale, a large scale. And we're going to go back to a medium scale and a small scale again. So in doing all of that, but just celebrating the fun in just about every fashion that we possibly can. So that's kind of the fun thing. And it's been about our community partners through mm-hmm. that process mm-hmm. because it is about community. It's about all of our volunteers that came to the table and have helped us throughout the entirety of the year, sponsors, you name it. And that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating our success. We're celebrating our successes, and we're celebrating the fun of what community is and what that's been over 40 years.
Love it. Love it. And, you know, you mentioned our community partners, our volunteers, our service clubs, and our sponsors. You know, that's one thing I really appreciate, because so many of the activities over these several months have been free.
Yes.
For our families. And so, you know, we have our own MI Windows and Doors that are local. And they're back from the 70s as well.
Exactly.
And, you know, we also have Prescott Valley Publishing and Stifel Nicklaus and Blue Cross Blue Shield. We have Lear Association, APS. The NAS Sons turned out also to help sponsor. Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Galpum Ford. And we had different Allen's of Prescott Valley Florists.
Right.
They helped out with some of the floral arrangements. And we're going to get into that, what they were doing.
I'm going to hold you
to that for just a little bit. We had the Daughters of the American Revolution that were helping as well, yep. The Yavapai chapter. So these are the type of partners that step to the plate
exactly.
to help our community to celebrate. And, you know, we started back on New Year's Eve. And I remember that night being out there. It was a beautiful night.
Drop dead gorgeous night, especially not to just say in January, but just in general. It
mm-hmm.
was a gorgeous night.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we had all kinds of different events. We, again, community partners that were out there.
Mm-hmm.
Our very own police department was out there. Council members were out there. Volunteers were out there. The Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority were out there contributing their personnel, celebrating a New Year's event in a family format and style. We followed everything after some ice skating opportunities that were inside the event center. We had a bonfire. We had s'mores. We had cocoa. We had all kinds of cool, crazy, fun stuff, different games going on. Then, of course, we had an earlier fireworks show so that our younger citizens could watch them, but still be in bed at a decent hour so they weren't cranky the next day. And then we also had the fun celebration right there at midnight kicking off. So it was literally a blast, if you will. So.
Oh, man. But, you know, I think it's good to be able to talk about that because of the new folks that are coming in to know what to be watching for here in the town, all these activities. And, of course, as I mentioned, you know, some of our citizens were able to attend some of these events. I visited with a lot of folks that night. They were having fun with the kids, and I saw our fire personnel and our police personnel. They were working the different games with the kids. There was a lot of interaction. I loved that.
Yes.
And I see that at different events, just even the folks that probably attended National Night Out a couple of weeks ago, you'll mm-hmm. see interaction. So it was a great event on New Year's
yes.
Eve. And I believe that we're planning some more of that for New Year's Eve.
Matter of fact, immediately following that New Year's Eve night experience, we had a little crazy frigid fun, if you will. We had that over at our Mountain Valley Splash with the Polar Bear Splash.
Oh, my gosh. Brian, explain that for somebody who might be new.
Well, it's wicked cool fun. It's generally the first Saturday in the month, based upon how the calendar falls.
Mm-hmm.
We gather over at Mountain Valley Splash. Again, community partners are involved. Last year, IHOP came to the table. Yes, drum roll on that one. They came to the table with the fact that we had a free pancake breakfast that was out there for our attendees that were there. We had all kinds of different fun games and activities, little challenges that were going on. Of course, the theme of this was the polar bear plunge. So we had folks going out there, jumping into the pool. Thousands of dollars of prizes that were donated
Our sponsors.
From throughout the community. were down in the pool, so folks jumped right in and captured those prizes that they were eligible for, came out. Then we followed that up with another crazy contest that we have, which is the Ice Princess contest.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that!
I know, and it's not what it sounds like, because this is the opportunity for those gentlemen. I am not part of this particular club that don quite a bit of body hair. So we celebrate them. We have a wonderful MC that's part of that, goes through. It's, again, another one of our community partners right here from Arizona Hometown Radio Group that participates in that. We have all kinds of kid contest, family contest, contests that parents and children can compete against each other in, such as donut eating on a string, though. Slamming your face in a bowl full of ice cream. All of those kind of crazy fun things. Just nice, fun, family-friendly activities and events. And again, celebrating the 40th in this. Mm-hmm. And actually, our goal was to have 40 polar bears for 40 years. Mm-hmm. We far exceeded that. As a matter of fact, I think we almost hit 60.
Wow.
It was just phenomenal in regards to doing those kinds of fun things. And that's what we're about, and that's what we are going to demonstrate in our conversation today of all of those things, plus some other stuff that's coming up.
I love it. And, you know, again, it's about community and family and a lot of these free events due to these great sponsors that we have. And that was in January, and I bet we'll be looking at that again next January.
I bet you're right.
Okay. Yeah, I particularly remember the donut eating contest and the powdered sugar all over the faces of these little kids. It was adorable. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, watching them eat it, and everybody was shouting and rooting them on. It was so good. And, yes, those ice princesses, even there was Mike and Mike from MI Windows and Doors that participated in that. They brought – their team brought signs. Vote for Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
And were they not fine specimens?
Oh.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, our one Mike, our CFO, he jumped in the pool, and our other participated as an ice princess. And they were all into it. We really appreciated their sponsorship.
Exactly.
And they just – you know, gathered together and people rooted them on. So as we come back, we're going to be talking about further events, but you are on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com. This is Councilwoman Jody Rooney, Town of Prescott Valley.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized Pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
And this is Councilwoman Jody Rooney sitting in for Vice Mayor Laura Lee Nye. And you're at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com. I've got with me Director of Parks and Recreation, Brian Witte. And if anyone has ever worked with Brian Witte, you know there is creativity, there's craziness.
Yes.
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 And fun all the way around. And my gosh, I've never seen anybody work as hard as you, Brian. I'm telling you. But it has been a great 40th anniversary. We were talking about the 40th anniversary for the town of Prescott Valley. If you had just called in or actually had just tuned in, had talked about the January polar bear splash. We're walking through all of the festivities and activities that we've been doing. We have a lot of new people moving to town. Yep. And I want them to be aware that this is about community. We have so many free things for our families. It's a wonderful community to live in. So we were talking about February, and we did the I Love PV poster contest. I know that we worked with the schools on that.
Yes, we did. Had quite a few different entries at all age levels, so that was fantastic to have all of that participation. I know it was a presentation that went with Arts and Culture and the town council and the winners that were all part of that. But all of our different schools participating in that, and we had some really talented folks.
You know, it's so fun to do that. And as we walked into March, we had the extravaganza. And I know that another one of our sponsors, Walmart, helped with that. Again, we can offer so many free things because of our fabulous sponsors.
That's exactly right. And coupled with the extravaganza of the Family Arts Festival, again, schools showcasing themselves and their various talents that they have, lots of wonderful live performances, and a lot of focus, again, on 40th fun and activities that were going on with those two events.
You know, in April, we had the Arbor Day celebration out at Bob Edwards Park. And for those of you who might be new to town, that's one of the newer parks that's close to the Civic Center, which is the campus where the police department's located and the library. It's actually in walking distance. But out there, we celebrated Arbor Day. There were a lot of kids that came over. The Lions Club came out and did hot dogs and chips and drinks for everybody. And I know that the CAFMA drum corps was out there as well, and pipes.
Exactly. And that, again, was giving that enrichment experiences to our young people, growing them, educating them. We gave over 500 baby trees out to folks.
What'd you call that?
Baby trees. In doing that. So it was pretty cool to have everyone there on site. As you mentioned, the Lions Club and what they were able to help out with the free hot dogs and chips and those kinds of things. Great educational experience. Again, we had community partners involved in that, where we had Kaler Landscaping that was there. They donated trees to the event that are planted there in the park. Hopefully we'll be there for many, many years, multiple generations into the future. One of our goals through that program and Arbor Day, we are a Tree City USA community. We also are a growth awarded community as well. That's pretty exciting and fun for us and doing those types of things. But our goal throughout all of this is that we were going to have 40 trees in celebration of 40. Again, just like polar bear, we exceeded that easily. Again, through donations and support, personal contributions, all that kind of cool stuff. Again, reflecting on who and what Prescott Valley is and what it stands for, which is fun, family, and let's just go crazy and have a great, and 40. That's right.
Yeah. You know, in June, we have the Movies Under the Stars that we did as well. Brian, would you just share a little bit about that?
Well, I tell you what, this is one of the most, I guess, reflective activities that we as a staff really look at. Friday evenings, we come together. Sometimes prior to our events, we have, or prior to the movies, let me rephrase, is a lot of different fun events and activities. But it's really cool. We're getting everything set up and we're working through it and the folks are offering their help even to staff and getting things done. But it's cool to see people laid back out on the lawns. They've ordered in a pizza or they've brought chicken or whatever. They've packed their basket. They're out there laying back hours prior to the start of the movie, just relaxing, enjoying themselves, investing in themselves, doing those types of things, throwing the ball or the frisbee or what have you. But then to, as time approaches closer and closer to that movie, to see hundreds of folks bringing the chairs, bringing the blankets, grandmas and grandpas, first dates that are going on with our teens, all of that kind of cool stuff, just all culminates right there out on the lawn in front of the Theater on the Green. And it's just so cool to see that. And then I get the vantage point every once in a while. I can go up on the roof and look down and just see that entire circle filled full of people, you know, 500, 600, 700, 800 people on a Friday night that are all out there. We're showing GPG films. We always look for input from the community in regards to what films. Some are thematic, like, you know, in years past, we've had baseball-themed ones because it was starting or ending the baseball year, or different things like that, just all out of fun, trying to do those kind of crazy things and enjoyable. Some reflect a blast in the past. Some are modern and current. Well, we'll get into some sci-fi stuff and go all over the place. So we have quite a bit of change in the genre of the movies and those kinds of things, but the crowd never changes. It's always solidly those groups of folks that come out, and it's a very rewarding program that we have out there.
You know, if I remember correctly, our themed movie this year was The Wizard of Oz.
It was. And this year, because of, again, our friends group, our Friends of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation and their contributions and their support, along with some wonderfully supported budget dollars from our town council, we were able to produce a drive-in movie theater experience that we had never done before. Folks were able to drive in, dial into the frequency of the movie. They could enjoy it from the stereo surround in their car. They could come out in front of the movie screen, hang out in the parking lot. It was just crazy. People were just walking around. You know, some of them were singing the songs. Some of them were doing this. We had popcorn again from our sponsors on the movie night, 89A Dental, that particular evening. It was just crazy fun. And we had this huge, giant, the biggest one I could find in the state, inflatable movie screen that was out there. We were pounding out the sound from in the front. And like I said, from the car. It was just really cool to be able to have that. And that was part of our movie experience this year, celebrating the 40th. So it was a good retro activity.
I like that. And, you know, we saw many of the council members dressed up in those costumes from
yes,
The Wizard of Oz. And
I loved
even
it.
In that beautiful red slipper, the ruby slipper, at the Prescott Valley Days in the parade.
I know. And I'm still surprised you guys wanted me to model that for the sculpting of it. I was just so proud to be able to do that.
Well, it was fabulous. And, you know, we saw more people in costume in June, too, with our Fandomania Comic-Con, our first one. And it was such a wild success. There were over 3,500 people that came to the library at the town dressed up in Darth Vader. I mean, there were all these anime, the kids, the families turned out. We had vendors and there were exhibits and they had a costume contest.
Yep.
It was so successful.
Mario car racing.
Oh, my gosh.
It was insane. The
yes.
cool stuff they had, the different vendors, the book, the sci-fi writers, you know, comics. I just, the display and the variation and all of these different things, it was wicked cool fun.
It was. And I saw Link and her family there. And we were, you know, there were smiles on everybody's faces. I look for that event to come back again next
yep.
year.
Ghostbuster car.
Shoot.
Did you see that little guy with his daddy?
And then the Darth Vader guy was helping out. It was too cute.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, when we go into July, of course, this year was different with our drought conditions. We needed to be, you know, more cautious. And so what we did was we deferred our fireworks to the 40th anniversary Pinnacle weekend. And we had a double dose of fireworks. So in August, we had the Pinnacle weekend. Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. We had all these different events. On Saturday, Brian, I know we had the reenactment for the town of Prescott Valley.
Right.
And we did Hollywood Squares. Oh, my gosh. You know, I remember looking at Goldie Hawn and the Duke, and there are some of our fabulous community Rotarians that jumped in there, and Councilman Marty Gross was the 10 man, and of course we had our own Ken Byers, Paul Lynn, and I saw Dom DeLuise.
No way, really?
Yes.
Dom was there?
Dom was there.
He is killer.
He was. It was awesome. And, you know, this was, and we had concerts. So I know we had some of the throwback bands. Can you mention a couple
of
those concerts?
Well, we had an Eric Clapton tribute band. We had a totally awesome Journey tribute band there. We had an awesome Heart tribute band. And then on our finale on Sunday night, we had ABBA in the house.
They were rocking it. Love it. And, you know, there was an art show as well and a history tent. Our own Prescott Valley Historical Society had different information. The actual office was open where they could go in and see a lot of the history items that we had. It was fabulous. And the Bouncy Village for the kids. I loved it.
Those guys are cool. Climbing rock walls, you know, all that kind of stuff. Jousting, the obstacle course, laser tag. The kids had it going on that day. And the coolest part, again, you mentioned it earlier. I want to restate it again. It was because of our sponsors that the entirety of that weekend, there was no parking fees. There were no admission fees. There were no Bouncy Village fees. There was none of that. All the concerts were free. There was no gate admissions, any of those kinds of things. And it's because, again, of our sponsors that really made a lot of that affordable. We were able to go through as a committee. I remember sitting there in those committee meetings and hearing our leadership and other members of our team saying, if we have this, we could do that, and so on and so forth. And having that all come together just made everything about that weekend really gel and be available. And it warmed, I think, everybody's heart to be able to go out and publicize, show up. Because it's all here for you. Mm. You do not have to worry about a thing. If you're hungry or you're thirsty, grab your goodies, go and continue the fun. But if you want to dance, if you want to bounce, if you want to see some really awesome cars out there, which there were 110 compliments of the Dewey Classic Cruisers group, if you wanted to see the reenactments, if you wanted to see weddings, if you wanted to renew your vows, if you wanted, you know, I can go on and on and on. But it was because of our sponsors that the largest part of all of that was able to happen.
I love it. And, you know, on that Sunday, there was a surprise. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the surprise on Sunday. This is Councilwoman Jody Rooney. You're on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, Ken, with the plants of the week and our ivory feathers pampas grass.
The most majestic of all grasses, this dwarf pampas grass blends perfectly into landscapes.
In bloom at Waters now, with long stalks of ivory plumes held tall above flowing green foliage that only grows head high.
Much easier to maintain, this crop is the nicest you'll find and only $39.99.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love ivory grasses, they love to shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. I just got through writing an article on the human-animal bond and how healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities. And it made me pause and think about how pets and animals make us better people. At Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals and pets. This caring attitude has also inspired Olson's investments in local nonprofits, personnel participation in local government, ministry, and many beneficial local programs. What does this all lead to? Healthy communities. Good enough just isn't. By the way, the Highland Center for Natural History would like you to join them Sunday, September 23rd at the Windmill House in Chino Valley. Help children discover the wonders of nature by supporting this outstanding event. Stroll Central American beaches, sail the Caribbean. Well, you get the gist. All proceeds support children's nature-based education programs. For more info and tickets, call 776-9550 or go to highlandcenter.org. The live auction and dinner offer outdoor adventure and experience packages as well as local art.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jules Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino, D-Backs Host Colorado, Friday at 6, on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
This month, we're getting you prepared for Arizona's second spring, helping you with landscaping ideas, getting your garden prepped and ready to plant. And if you've got a home maintenance question, give us a call. We'll try to help you out. So grab a cup of coffee and kick off your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQ&A.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm Link Elliott with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. It's the Diamondbacks and Rockies at 5 p.m. on KQ&A FM. An apparent drug sales operation in a Prescott apartment has been shut down.
At around 12:30 last Tuesday, 31-year-old Samuel Costello and 27-year-old Audrey Weatherby were seen leaving the Sunset Lane apartment in Costello's vehicle. A Yavapai County Sheriff's deputy made a traffic stop and Weatherby was arrested after she was found to be in possession of a lighter with heroin caked on it. Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking served a search warrant at the apartment, and 37-year-old Dustin Gerard and 27-year-old Samantha Howard were contacted. Inside the room, 35 grams of heroin were found, along with 2 grams of methamphetamine. There were also syringes, foils with heroin residue, and a digital scale. Gerard admitted to selling heroin to as many as 10 people a week. 8 more grams of heroin packaged for sales were found inside a safe inside Costello's room, along with loaded and used syringes. All 4 suspects are in custody on possession charges. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Watch for delays on I-17 tonight and on Robinson Drive in Prescott this week. While the Department of Public Safety conducts an investigation, I-17 will be closed near the Bumblebee Road exit starting at 9 p.m. The roadway will be narrowed to one lane until 2 tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, City of Prescott crews are installing new water and sewer main on Robinson Drive between Stetson Drive and Moore Place. Robinson is closed to through traffic between East Gurley Street and Hillcrest Lane. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. through this Friday. The City of Prescott and contractor Capital Improvements are scheduled to complete improvements along Robinson from East Gurley to Canyon Drive East next summer. Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight. Scattered storms expected tomorrow. We're going to see an overnight low of 60 tonight in the Prescott area, a high of 77 tomorrow, and a high of 79 on Thursday. 64 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 86 and a high on Thursday of 90. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town continues on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For 3 generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
As a state representative, Kyrsten Sinema argued that men caught soliciting underage girls shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they just claim the girls looked older. Now Sinema's trying to deny the truth. Here's the tape her ad uses.
Everyone in this body wants to address the issue of child prostitution. We know that it is dangerous.
Wait, let's listen to her very next sentence at the hearing, the one her ad deceptively leaves out.
I'm just not convinced that enforcing a strict liability on those Johns who are engaging in prostitution is really the answer.
Sinema still won't admit her mistake.
So has she changed her mind on the issue?
They did send me a statement, and it was vaguely worded, and you can't really tell whether or not she's changed her mind.
Kyrsten Sinema is radically wrong for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
And this is Councilwoman Jody Rooney sitting in for Vice Mayor Laura Lee Nye. And we're at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, KQ&A.com. I've got Brian Witte with me. He's our Director of Parks and Recreation. We're talking about the events this year for the 40th anniversary. I wanted to say wedding, 40th wedding anniversary, but you know what? As we left off from the last
I got that for
break,
you.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. We had a surprise we were talking about, because that Sunday, we had a pinnacle weekend, and on Sunday, we actually had an old-time cowboy church service that was sponsored by our own Prescott Valley Yavapai Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. And after that, we had something special. There were some people who tied the knot.
I know. Isn't that cool in regards to making it an anniversary, if you will?
I know, right?
It's their very first day of anniversary.
I know. So not only did we have a couple of couples who were married by the judge,
mm-hmm.
there were several couples of which my husband and I got to renew our vows.
Yay.
And yeah, I appreciated the judge doing that for us. But we had a surprise.
Divorce court?
No, it wasn't divorce court.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
And there was no untying. We actually, the announcement, I know, and Andy St. Clair, he was one of our Arts and Culture Commissioners, great MC. He also asked, is there anybody else out there who wanted to get married? And all of a sudden, there was this peeping going on out in the audience. And what happened, parents like, yeah, there's this guy over here. And they're pointing to him, and he's sitting down in the chair like, what? Who, me? What?
Yeah, exactly.
And apparently his fiance was up there close to the stage, decked out in a beautiful wedding dress. She had flowers courtesy of Alan's Floral in Prescott Valley.
Course, yes.
And all of a sudden, his buddy whips out a white jacket and lets him put on his jacket, and they got him up to the stage. And I wouldn't say it was a shotgun wedding, but
no.
Married them off.
Yes.
And they did have their license, and apparently the story was they just didn't have time to get this job done.
Yes. We are a horrible town staff in regards to the fact that we help our colleagues out from time to time. And this fine gentleman had absolutely no – matter of fact, this is how little of a clue he had. He came to the event because he had been asked, because he needed to be a spectator towards something. Again, totally unsupported. He had the boat hooked up to his truck. He came to this to get this done, and then he was going to go – take a ride down the road and throw the boat in the lake and go have a little bit of fun.
Oh.
Well, we had a little bit of fun for him, and he was ready to go. So he was an excellent trooper, as he always is, and it became Mr. and Mrs. officially right then and there, not at a time in which he thought it was going to be a little bit later down the road. So good for them.
Oh, it was fabulous. And that Sunday was so fun. And again, you talk about people sitting out on the grass in their lawn chairs, on their blankets, getting to watch these activities. The music that day there at Theater on the Green at the Civic Center, The art show was going on. We had town history experience. We also had the Historical Society in the tent appraising items. It was like a show and tell. People could bring their
exactly.
items in, and that was fabulous. And Kelly Cordes was with us for regional history. Loved it. We certainly had music in the afternoon. The different groups that would come in to sing, and there was a concert pianist. Again, you talked about the ABBA group.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, again, we had an ice cream social. Culver's
yes.
came out and just produced this fabulous ice cream social for us.
Yes, all totally free to everyone that was
again.
There. Again,
yes.
community-minded folk, great sponsors that were out there, had help from our local students and out there and doing that. Volunteers galore. We had our ice cream man that was behind
yes,
the scenes.
Yes, love
Daryl. Daryl, awesome dude, and doing all of those kinds of things. But just an awesome overall weekend. And then we finished it off with some really spectacular fireworks the big double
yeah.
down, stemming from the 4th earlier, but just a spectacular show produced by those folks.
I love it. It was such a great weekend. Orange fireworks,
yep.
right?
Well, this cool dude, he's actually one of the very few remaining pyroticians that actually can make his own fireworks and display via colors or how they disperse, all that kind of fun stuff. So it is pretty doggone cool. And that's what makes him one of the best for us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great 40th anniversary. Again, we had MI Windows and Doors and Prescott Valley Cares Publishing, Stifel Nicholas, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Lear Association, APS, Home Depot, Sports Clips were part of that, Naz Sons. And I know that there was also a hoop half-court shot contest.
Yeah, the flying monkey
flying
craziness.
Monkey.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz theme, baby.
You have a Pye Regional Medical Center. Galpin Ford was part of that. We had the Dewey Car Show. Their classic cruisers were in with that. Awesome. I loved it. It was a great event. I was tired by the end of the fireworks, but, you know, it was wonderful.
That's because we made you work.
Yeah, well, you know, okay. But, you know, we quickly moved into the healing fields, and I know that there's several people that have probably got an opportunity in September to be able to visit the healing fields. Fabulous event. The governor came and spoke at our opening ceremony. Loved it. It's just a opportunity to honor those from 9/11, and then, of course, our own hot shots, our 19 hot shots.
Correct.
I know you've got some other information. Share with us some upcoming things.
Well, we looked at this from a little bit of a blast in the past, so we looked at our own schedule over the course of the year, but we've got some pretty cool stuff coming up for us that is, again, continuing the 40th. We've got coming up on Saturday, September 29th, the Run for the Hill of It. This is our 5-10K fun run, walk, jog, hike opportunity for folks. The registration is now available for running up and down Glassford Hill and its summit trail that's out there. This registration is available online at pvaz.com. So if you Google the town of Prescott Valley, that is the website to look for in being able to do such. Online registration is going to go through September 26th. Entrance fees are $15 for 12 and under, $20 for 13 and up. Participants may also register for the day of the event for an additional charge with cash or credit only the day of. You can do this from the comfort of your home. Again, so long as you've done that prior to September 26th, you can give us a call at the Parks and Recreation Department, 759-3090. We'll be happy to help answer any questions you have. Included in your entry fee is a t-shirt, water, and snacks, but for the first 30 registered participants, they will also receive their free Run for the Hill of It water bottle. Our event will take place starting at Glassford Hill Middle School, located at 6901 East Panther Path. Upon checkout, runners will be asked to participate either as a runner-jogger or a walker-hiker. The activity starts promptly at 7 a.m. and will follow also at 7:30 a.m. for the walkers and hikers. Also need to determine if you are going to be a 5K or a 10K participant. Please leave your strollers and puppies at home for the safety of all participants and park in the parking lot of the Glassford Hill Middle School. Staging and check-in will occur there on the basketball court. So that is one of our crazy activities coming up on Saturday, the 29th of September, and then immediately following We're going to get crazy. We're going to be in the search of gold and all outdoor pursuits at Fain Park Saturday, October 26th for Gold Fever Days. So come and join us. We're going to have a ton of activity. Live concerts are going to be on place. We've got all kinds of free games and activities. We have a fishing clinic going on, compliments of the Arizona Game and Fish Department. We're going to have gold panning. We're going to have survivalist demonstrations. We're going to have activities, reenactments, compliments of the Prescott Valley Historical Society. The Arizona Site Stewards will be giving nature hikes and walks, as well as historical elements that are found and discovered there in Prescott Valley. All of that's taking place between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. again on Saturday, October 6th. And as Laura would say, my favorite four-letter word is free, free, free. We're giving this event free to families. Come on in. There's free parking, free shuttle services. Don't miss this golden opportunity as we celebrate Gold Fever Days here in Prescott Valley and Fain Park Saturday, October 6th.
You know, I love this. This is a great way to round out our 40th anniversary activities, Brian.
Why? Because it's golden.
It's golden.
There you
love
are.
It. Love it. And, you know, especially with the history of the gold panning in our area, again, the new folks that are moving here to town. I know I live in Stone Ridge, and as I drive across the bridge there, there's always people parked on the side of the road because they go down underneath to the creek down there where Lynx Creek is at to do gold panning, and they have all their equipment. And I think this is going to be a fabulous activity. Again, free for, you know, bring your family out, and I love this stuff. So on pvaz.net, you can get more information. And is there a phone number there available if people needed more information?
Yes, ma'am. 928-759-3090. That is the number to the Parks and Recreation Department. We can give you more information in regards to not only the couple of events that we mentioned here, but also the whole duration of our programs and services, all kinds of activities and classes, parks to go visit, volunteer opportunities. We can help you out.
Awesome. And thanks to our sponsors. I know Hensley helped us this year with the 40th anniversary as well. We really appreciate that. Brian, thanks for being here and being my guest today. This is Councilwoman Jody Rooney with the Town of Prescott Valley on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
And this is Jody Rooney, Councilwoman, Town of Prescott Valley. You're on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com. Well, we know, Brian shared with us, that we're closing up in October with Gold Fever Days. And certainly if anyone is interested in being one of our fabulous sponsors or vendors, they can call him at the Parks and Recreation Department, 928-759-3090. Certainly information is available on the website at pvaz.net. Again, another family fun event. And just to kind of let you know, as quick teasers and the last few seconds I have available, we're going to be doing Just For the Hill of It, a 5K run and walk, and that's up on Glassford Hill Summit Trail. When you get to the top, you're going to see more history up there with the helio items, with the mirrors, and you can see a long ways, and I probably didn't get the word right, but I'm telling you, if you get up there, you're glad for the view. You'll say this was worth it. It took me about an hour and a half to get up there, but it's, okay, quit laughing, all right, you guys, but in November, we have the Festival of Lights, so as we finish up, thanks for being at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A at KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.